The Jamaica Early Childhood Readiness Assessment for 4-year-old students was administered in schools across the island on May 10 and 11. The exercise, which will become an annual activity, will determine the readiness of 4-year-old students for the primary education system by assessing their literacy and numeracy skills. Executive Director of the ECC, Dr. Joan Reed, says this year's test involved 4-year-olds enrolled in more than 90% of Jamaica's early childhood institutions. Dr. Reed says the findings will assist the ECC and the Ministry of Education to identify weak areas and undertake the appropriate interventions, including remediation and referrals for physical and emotional challenges the children may display. The ECC says the assessment must not be treated as an examination. The exercises are to be administered by teachers with whom the students interact daily in the classroom. Communication Manager at the ECC, Sheila Morgan, says parents and guardians are not required to make any special arrangements to prepare their children for the assessment.
This assessment exercise is designed to determine how ready our 4-year-old students are to access the primary school system. I need to emphasize that this exercise is not an examination. It is not a test. So parents can be assured of that. An activity will be conducted within the normal setting of the classrooms. It's going to be like any normal day. They will not be told it's a test. They will not be told it's an exam.
We're going to do the checklist for the 4-year-olds, and we have 3 areas: socio-emotional skills, early literacy skills, and early numeracy skills. So they have to color, they have to know ordinal numbers, letter sounds, non-numeral concepts like longer, shorter, taller, and all of that.
Coordinator for the Infant Department at Holy Family Primary and Infant School, Charmaine Ferguson. The assessment is administered over a 2-day period, and each paper comprises questions marked 1 to 40. However, the teacher has the responsibility of filling out up to question 30 on the first day. This is why it is important for teachers who are acquainted with the students to administer the exercise, for it is then that they will be able to present a comprehensive profile of the child. On day 2, the student colors and circles his or her way to question 40. Some teachers gave their views before and after the assessment.
This is just testing them on skills like, are they able to recognize things that are different, positions like behind, things that are the same, letter recognition. So now I'm at the numeracy aspect of it.
It is done in groups, small groups. So now I'm at group 1, and they are at question 10 now, which has 2 sets. It has been good so far. The children are really responding well to the questions.
The Early Childhood Commission says the exercise is conducted with 4-year-olds to allow time for intervention strategies to be administered and take effect, so that they will be ready to transition to the primary level at age 5 and 6 years. The findings of the assessment will also assist the ECC's team to identify weak areas, appropriate intervention programs, remediation where necessary, and make referrals for physical or emotional indicators such as vision problems or temper tantrums among the 4-year-olds.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, them are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them forget more up-to-date information, and then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
Alright, you convinced me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
Children need your love and protection.
Protecting children is everybody's business. Let us see every child as our child. A timely reminder from the GIS for Child Month.
Love us. Don't abuse us.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.